Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fast track to a totalitarian state in the United States of America. We're talking about today, what should we do? How should we respond as Christians? I've had literally dozens in the past 12 to 14 months. I've had dozens of Christians say, well, you know, I understand where we're going. I think I've got a glimpse of where we're headed. What should we do? How should we respond? There's some that have the attitude that we need to get some of the food rations, that is the freeze-dried foods that's good for 25 to 30 years, fill our pantry up with that, get about 1,000 bottles of water and put in our pantry, get some kind of self-sustaining propane or gasoline or natural gas tanks to put in the backyard, and be all set and ready to be off the grid and out of the ways of the potential collapse of our economy, collapse of our society, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you want to do that, that's your perfect responsibility and opportunity if you feel impressed to do that. I feel, however, we need to be prepared and to be calm. I don't believe there needs to be an irrational move on the part of Christians. I believe we need to be prepared, though, and be calm. And part of that calmness is to understand the Word of God, to understand what God's Word says, to know that God is going to fight for us, that we are not alone, that we're not by ourselves, that if we stand for truth, if we stand for the Word of God, if we stand for what the Scripture says, we're obedient to the Scripture, God is responsible for handling the future of our lives and the destiny of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. So I want us to understand some of the things Franklin Graham said in a very nice, fine article. And I'll just read you the headline and a couple of sentences. Franklin Graham warns of government's control over the citizens' lives. Evangelist Franklin Graham said Americans should be very concerned about the increasing governmental control over our lives as a response they're taking to the coronavirus. Further, the article states, he also said that President Biden indicated the coronavirus restrictions should go through the end of the year. It should be concerning to all Americans that our government has launched this much control over our very lives. And I made a little marginal note on that article. What are some of the citizens, or what are some of the things that citizens should be concerned about? It is the control over our movement, where we go, what we do, how we travel. It should be, we should be concerned about the lockdown of the schools. We should be concerned about the now requirement to wear 2, 3, or 4 masks that's being mandated right here in our city. Our mayor has been mandating for 7 months that citizens wear masks, got the citizens petrified. Most citizens today, if you get on an elevator and you don't have on a mask, you're looked at as being the anathema. You're the bad one. You're the one that's got some disease, rather than being viewed on the basis that we're free citizens. We're free people. We don't need to be bowing and bending to every whim and wish of an empty suit dictator wannabe mayor in our cities across America. We're rushing, ladies and gentlemen, to divide America with the racial divide. The Biden administration today is pushing racism and the racial divide more than any other president in the history of the United States of America. We're seeing today the pushing of that radical divide, forced vaccinations on the horizon. We're watching the government control over our health and everything that we do with the travels that we do and whether or not we can travel. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the Christians, the control that the government has over our churches, the size groups that you can have in your home. I could go on and on and on with what we're watching, and it's the totalitarian mindset that the government knows better how to handle our health than we do. The government knows better how to handle our lifestyle than we do. The government knows better how we ought to operate our churches than we as Christians do. And as a result of that, they are absolutely today talking about the potentiality of having interstate restrictions on travel, not just where we go from nation to nation, but from state to state, putting some kind of quarantine on. It was Governor Cuomo that started threatening that he was going to quarantine any citizen that's from New York coming to Florida and stop the travel. It is, ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be a free flow, a never-ending loose cannon of government today in grappling at everything they can to destroy our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, as free citizens, we have the rights, not that's given by government, but given by God. The rights that we have today, ladies and gentlemen, are human rights that God gave us in His Word, that's codified in our Constitution and absolutely settled in our Bill of Rights as to what we have available for us. We're being told today, with some of the new laws that's being introduced in Washington through the totalitarian governmental style, that we no longer have the right to keep and bear arms. Our Second Amendment is being eviscerated. Our health care is being handled by the government. The social distress that is taking place today, there is a mindset today, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, that the government should be in total authoritative, dictatorial, totalitarian control. Here's an article that says, Tucker Carlson, coronavirus pandemic, lockdowns reveal our leaders' totalitarian instincts. Further, the subtitle says, countries that once seemed like bulwarks of traditional liberal values are abandoning them. And it goes on to talk about what is being said. Here's part of the article. The reason for that is simple. Reality except is changing very fast. All over the world, countries that once seemed like the bulwarks of traditional liberal values, freedom of assembly, property rights, freedom of speech, and freedom of conscience, have suddenly abandoned their long-standing tradition of protecting the individual's rights and now resemble police states, totalitarian states. The change has been sudden and dramatic, and the pretext for it is, of course, COVID protection. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say, perhaps the millionth time, philosophically speaking, as I've said so often, COVID has been weaponized, and it's the shroud that's been used for this government and others around the world, for this government to come in with a dictatorial, totalitarian mindset. It is a coup of dark state, the shadow government, to be set into place. We're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen, as we're seeing what is taking place with the government. Every Christian, every conservative is now viewed as a domestic terrorist, and big government is coming after us. Ladies and gentlemen, I've read article after article after article about what is called domestic terrorism today as it is seen. Here's an article that perhaps clarifies it for your understanding. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about how you need to respond? What have you done in preparation for what is on the horizon for the church and for our liberties and our freedoms? Are you willing to remain in a church where your pastor is still hidden in the closet or under the bed and the church doors are not open? Do you believe that the government has the right to shut the churches? Do you believe the government has the right to force you to get a vaccination? Do you believe the government has the right and the authority to force you to wear a mask? Do you believe the government has the right to say that you can't keep and bear arms? All of those things are at stake, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to understand the position that we're in. Joe Biden said that we have dark days ahead of us. He said that in his campaign, the six times that he came out of his basement. He said that in some of the opening words that he said in some of his several days that he's been since he was elected in office. We need to recognize it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, the new war on domestic terrorists, or terror. Joe Biden administration has declared a bold new war on terror, once focused not on conventional terror targets like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but instead on homegrown violent extremists within the U.S. However, this new crusade is not aimed at known ultraviolent anarchist Marxist revolutionary groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, which spent much of 2020 rioting, burning, vandalizing, murdering, looting, assaulting, and killing throughout American major cities. Instead, the new war on terror is focused squarely on tens of millions of American citizens who enthusiastically supported Donald Trump in his reelection, those that attended his rallies, exercised their constitutional rights to do so, that believed the election was rife with fraud, and are critical on the radical police policies being implemented rapid fire by the Biden administration. That's right. The comprehensive threat assessment of domestic violence extremists Biden ordered shortly after he was sworn in as president, conducted jointly by the FBI, the DHS, and Director of National Intelligence, targets all Trump conservatives who are lumped into the January the 6th riots, and even likened terror groups. They're likened to terror groups like Al-Qaeda and the others that are real terrorist organizations. And this writer goes on to say, well, we're all domestic terrorists now, according to this writer. And why today's ruling elite sees conservatives, Trump supporters, constitutional-loving Americans, and those that are now considered as religious extremists to be the domestic terrorists. We're put on the list, ladies and gentlemen, as domestic terrorists. If you're conservative, if you're Christian, if you're a patriot, if you stand for the flag, you stand for the truth, you stand for the right to keep and bear arms, you stand for our Bill of Rights, then we, ladies and gentlemen of the people, are terrorists today. I believe Jose is on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
No, I mean, this is sad to see what's going on in the world, you know what I mean? And the you hear about the coward communist UN. I think that's the one you're talking about, right? They're coming out with a list. They're going to name countries and organizations that are hateful and are creating violence against other groups. And the big group that is behind that, those mentally confused people of the homosexual mafia. So pretty sure they're going to have the Christians on top of the list. I wonder what they're going to do. They're going to try to silence us and speaking truth? Or are they going to punish the churches? I mean, this is insane. But I want to see how they're going to do that, impose that nonsense perversion to the Muslim countries. Because, you know, the Muslims, they don't believe in homosexual marriage or lesbians or transgender, any of that nonsense. I want to see how they're going to treat it when it's related to those countries. And my other comment, brother, is about this spineless Max Lucado, that he's backtracking what he preached like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, to the LGBT community. And I was listening to somebody, and the reason why he did that, he's being told, is that they gave him like an ultimatum, you know? We want to put your books out there. We're going to continue with the contract, but you have to backtrack what you preach because this is hateful. And cowardly, yeah, he backtracked what he says.
Jose, I mean, you're exactly right. Max Lucado is a good example of the spineless, weak Christian mm-hmm. pastors that are willing to backtrack rather than taking a stand. And going to the more poignant point that you made, Jose, is how they're going to enforce this. It will be through the Equality Act. The Equality Act is going to be the tool, the mechanism, the iron fist that the federal government uses to shut down churches, to imprison pastors, to absolutely enforce their restrictions, that the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be proclaimed. It will be almost mirror image of what is taking place in China today. In China today, unless you speak kindly of the government, unless you have the communist Chinese leader pictured in all of the churches, and if you do not worship him rather than Jesus, then your church is shut down. The pastors are put in concentration camps, and the Christians are either murdered or put in concentration camps. And we're on the fast track. And I know we have listeners, Jose, that are listening today, say that's extremist, that's not going to happen, that we're not going to go that direction. This fast track to implement what you and I just talked about, and that what I'm talking about today, is the enforcement of and the squelching of the free speech, the religious liberties, the right to worship, the right to pray for the churches will be enforced through the Equality Act. It is the LGBTQ Sodomite Act, and it will be the iron fist. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said in March of 2019 that the Equality Act trumps, that means it overshadows, all religious liberties, and she laughed as she said so. Because in the Equality Act, and they will vote on that tomorrow, in the Equality Act, it will restrict pastors, preachers, Christians, churches, religious organizations, Christian colleges, Christian universities, Christian adoption agencies. Anything that is Christian, anything that's considered a religious institution, will be forced to bow and to bend and to operate under the guise and the direction without any equivocation of what the Equality Act says. It's one of the most damaging, damning things that could take place in the United States of America. And yet I say, I contend, and it's my position that most Christians do not have any idea of the harshness and the direction that that's going in when that is passed and what it will do to our religious liberties.
And I think those anti-America's enemies within, the Democrats, are using the same playbook that they've been using in Cuba, Venezuela, China, and North Korea. They take control of the media outlets, and then they take control of social media. So all they do is they censor, they ban, they attack you, or they just suspend your account because they don't, the same thing that the devil does, the devil hates truth. The same thing with the liberals. They don't want to hear any other opinion, and they're acting like the dictators that they always wanted to be. Now they feel empowered with this zombie in the White House, unfortunately, and the church has to pray a lot because we're going for the wild ride, and I don't know what's going to happen in 2022, but I don't know what the devil's scheme is going to come out, but God is still in the throne, and we need to keep speaking up the way that you're doing. And it's unfortunate to see so many nationwide leaders in the Christian community cowering, not speaking about it, and they just like, it's not with them. Hey, listen, this affects everybody, and it's unfortunate, but we have to pray a lot for America, brother. God bless you, brother. Yes. Brother, have a blessing.
Thank you so much for your call, Jose. You're exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the totalitarian state and what we're seeing today taking place in the United States of America under the leadership of Sleepy Joe Biden, that is the Manchurian president. He is the Trojan horse. Kamala Harris knows that in the next 180 days at the most, she'll be in the president's seat. And I'm frightened from the human standpoint of what will take place and what is happening today. But yes, we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarian state, and it's on the fast track, and what will take place in relationship to our religious liberties and our freedoms. Matt Staver with Liberty Council summarizes it right well in relationship to the Equality Act. He says here, and I'm reading his newsletter, congressional Democrats are racing to pass the most dangerous bill ever to be considered in the United States Congress. It is deceptively misnamed the Equality Act. Shockingly, this bill states that religious freedoms cannot be used as any defense against the enforcement of this Equality Act. Further, the article states, Matt Staver speaking, U.S. House is expected to vote on H.R. 5, intentionally misnamed the Equality Act, as early as Thursday. I cannot overstate how disastrous the passage of this bill will be. Every person in the nation will be affected. This bill is the most radical bill ever introduced in Congress in the history of America, and it will be for the advancement of the LGBTQ agenda and for the expansion of abortion. He further states, it will impact all employers, including religious and nonprofit organizations, contractors, houses of worship, public, private, and religious schools, curricular, bathrooms, sports, daycare providers, shelters, hospitals, places of gathering, entertainment, counselors, foster care and adoption agencies, biological parents, landlords, even a single room in your house will be affected if you rent it out. Anyone providing a good service or program, including online and all local, state, and federal entities and many other jurisdictions. In this email, he says she's going to highlight the dangers of House Bill 5. Here's some of the highlights of House Bill 5, ladies and gentlemen. I've covered it many, many times on this broadcast, but let me just cover it again so that it will succinctly let you understand the dangers. It's bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, know that our right to keep and bear arms is right now on the verge of being eviscerated. It's dangerous enough to understand that our health care is in the hands of the federal government, where they're going to eventually mandate that we take the vaccination that can be absolutely detrimental for the future of our health. It's dangerous enough to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats now are simply wanting to put us in the position that if you're conservative, that you're a patriot, you're a Christian, you'll be considered a domestic terrorist. That's dangerous enough. But all of this, ladies and gentlemen, I believe will come out of the enforcement tool of the Equality Act. And this is what Matt Staver says. Biological men will have access to women's sports, women's bathrooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, shower rooms, all female shelters. Pastors could be forced to officiate same-sex ceremonies that churches will have to offer their buildings to any LGBTQ group that wants to utilize their church. Ladies and gentlemen, if a church offers their facilities for social organizations to come in, voting, if you offer your facilities for voting or for any social agenda to come in, then you have to also welcome the LGBTQ sodomites to come in to have their meetings. Churches, this article says, churches and religious organizations be forced to host same-sex ceremonies, and even baby showers, or lose tax-exempt status for noncompliance and possible lawsuits and federal imprisonment. Churches and religious schools would be forced to hire staff involved in LGBTQ conduct, even to visible positions of authority, and give them complete access to all children's rooms, all classrooms, all restrooms, ladies and girls' shower rooms and locker rooms. Churches and religious schools, colleges, will lose tax exemption and their accreditation if they do not bow to this radical agenda. Further, Matt Staver says, if taking overnight trips with children, including sports or mission trips for the school or churches, leaders will not be able to separate people sleeping in the same room by biological gender. Religious schools will be forced to hire teachers and staff involved in the LGBTQ agenda. Staff will be forced to use biologically false pronouns and assign biological males to females' dorms. From kindergarten, children will be taught that they can choose their gender and will be encouraged to experiment with each other physically. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all under the umbrella of the Equality Act. Now, if that doesn't upset you, if that doesn't rattle your cage, if that doesn't bother you, if that's not a call to action, then what is? Further, Matt Staver says, and most of all, the Holy Bible's content addressing human sexuality will become the target to be destroyed under this bill, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I call to our attention today that we're on the very cusp, we're on the very border, we're on the very edge of being a total socialist, Marxist, communist, totalitarian nation in the United States of America. Here's an article that said the Democrats are communist. Notice now the title of this article. The Democrats are communist, waging war on our republic. This article is a lengthy article. I'll pick out a couple of paragraphs. Democrats are determined communists dedicated to overthrow our republic and the theft of all resources, leaving us as simply slaves in America. They're already very close to stealing everything under communism, regardless of promises. There will be no support for Social Security, Medicare, real money, police protection, food, jobs, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize it is being pushed now to have e-currency, to have electronic currency, and will ban all greenbacks if the e-currency goes through, and part and parcel of the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill, unless they have removed it in the past 48 hours, it includes setting into place e-commerce in America, that is, online currency, and not having greenbacks in your wallet. And by doing so, they can control where you spend, what you spend, and how you can spend. This article says, under our Constitution, our rights are from God, and your property is secure. We must quickly kick these deadly enemies and all their supporters out of government into jail, or our country is lost forever. Make no mistake, we're very close to defeat and the loss of everything dear to us, including our lives. Communists have killed many millions of their own people to retain power. If we do nothing to stop them, millions will die in the United States of America. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, giving you the opportunity in these last few moments of this broadcast to have your dialogue and your discussion to put into place. Here's an article that says, how not to address our domestic terrorist problem. after ignoring an entire summer of rampant political violence where more than 30 people were killed and American urban areas were reported to have suffered upward of $2 billion in damages, we're now suddenly inundated with experts who wish to offer solutions to the problem of domestic terrorism. And that goes back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fact that we as common citizens, we as Christians, we as patriots, we as conservatives, we as Trumpers, if you will be viewed as domestic terrorists and will already viewed as domestic terrorists and put under the microscope of being followed, being investigated, being questioned, being challenged, even having the banks now turn over our personal financial records to the federal government, to the bureaucrats that's in charge, like the FBI and the CIA, to spy on us and determine how we're spending our money, where we're traveling, and what we're doing. Here's an article that says Biden's goal is to put gun makers totally out of business. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that we're on the very precipice of going over the cliff in total totalitarian state, in the state of absolute position where your free speech will be considered hate speech. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the Equality Act will view anything that is said by a pastor, a Christian, a person that's online on social media. Focus on the Family has just been taken offline. They've been canceled because of their position that it's one man, one woman, and not a Shem and a Him, but a man and a woman that makes a marriage, because God created a male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27 tells us. But ladies and gentlemen, if you say anything about the LGBTQ, if you say anything negative about the coup that overthrew our government, if you say anything about the false, phony election that was a fraud, if you say anything about being a Trumper, if you say anything against the LGBTQ, then ladies and gentlemen, you are in fact a domestic terrorist, and you are in the crosshairs of the Biden administration under this totalitarian government. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand we're witnessing this cataclysmic event today where our civil liberties, gun control, the Equality Act, the big tech canceling our communications on social media for Christians and for conservatives, as we witness the group, the growing state police and the drones that are being used to follow and to watch, as we watch the iPhones being used as a surveillance tool, as we see Facebook, Twitter, Google, and others taking the Christian voice off the air, the conservatives are being removed. We must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that our God is going to fight for us. We must recognize that, as Nehemiah told his people, our God is going to fight for us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.